Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Big news out of Japan this morning. Impact Wrestling going retro and...
Yes! Thank you, Ollie!
For Monday, October the 21st, 2019, I'm Tom Campbell and this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast. So in the last few minutes, New Japan has revealed plans to expand into the United States. They held a mystery press conference at 3 p.m. local time in Japan, and they laid out plans to expand their operations into America, launching a subsidiary of New Japan stateside. This is potentially game-changing news. So this is what we know so far after watching the press conference. There was audio issues for the first three quarters, so nobody heard anything, which was handy. But thankfully, New Japan Global on Twitter were able to expand on the points that were made throughout the press conference. So New Japan has been hunting for talent and running events in the US over the last year as part of phase one and two of their expansion. We are now into phase three, they say, establishing a subsidiary in the United States. New Japan Pro Wrestling of America will run in the West Coast, in Texas, in the Southeast, and in the mid areas of the US with live tours through the cities in those areas. The plan is to run US tours between the Japanese tours. So when New Japan is on a tour, US is on a break. When US is on tour, Japan is on a break. Which does lead the idea of, you know, cross-promoting with talent, you know, more chance to see Okada in America, more chance to see some big US names in Japan as well. There may be the odd time, they have said, where the tours may run simultaneously as well, though. They talked about their strong relationship with Axis when it comes to television, but they are looking for partnerships moving forward with regards to TV. Obviously, if this is going to become a much, much bigger deal, they're going to look to other TV providers to get the word out more. No doubt there'll be conversations about New Japan coverage in the UK. That would not shock me if that's somewhere down the line as well. And obviously with Canada and Mexico and further afield to that. They're also planning to air US live events on New Japan World, in their words, wherever possible. Where that isn't feasible, they'll be available video on demand on delay. And you can follow everything that's going on with this big expansion on NJPW of America on Twitter. So they've had this Twitter set up since March. I noticed it just says active since March 2019. And nobody knew about it. Stay with Cultaholic for the latest on this, of course. But this is big. This could be a game changer. This also explains a lot of the talk regarding is New Japan and AEW's relationship becoming fractious. It also explains why there is maybe a little bit of might explain a little bit of the scuttlebutt regarding WWE moving into America, maybe moving into Japan. There may be something there to it as well. All eyes on the Japanese wrestling world at the moment as New Japan reveal plans to expand into the US. Stay with Cultaholic for the latest as we get it.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days.
Now,
From Stage 21 at Universal Studios at Universal Orlando Resort, it's Total Nonstop Action Wrestling Impact.
Just off the heels of Impact Wrestling's Bound for Glory, we can reveal that TNA is coming back, but for one night only as part of WrestleMania weekend. Ethan Page got excited on Twitter and announced this last night. There are plans to do a TNA-themed show in Tampa, Florida during WrestleMania weekend. Now, we don't know any more than that at the moment. We would assume there's going to be some old names coming back, some old gimmicks coming back. And you know what? There's quite a rich lore when it comes to TNA wrestling in terms of gimmick matches that they've created, for good or for bad. The King of the Mountain match, the Reverse Battle Royal, the Hard 10 match, remember that from off of the past? A load of names you can call from, again, good and bad. I mean, a lot of the bigger names now are hired to WWE and they're locked in tight with them. You know, your guys like AJ Styles, your guys like Abyss and Jeff Jarrett, who's on a sort of a Legends deal with WWE right now. Quite a few of the bigger names of TNA are locked in there. The Johnsons and the Dupps are available, though. Just saying. Actually, Ken Shamrock is already in Impact Wrestling. He was technically the first face of the company. He was the guy that won the NWA title on their first night. So technically, Ken Shamrock, the original face of TNA Wrestling, is available. So that's that as well. When we know more about this, we'll let you know. But TNA coming back for one night only. A few more bits of Impact Wrestling news. Joey Ryan has officially signed with Impact. He had a couple of offers from a few other places, but Joey Ryan has said that Impact Wrestling have been the most consistent wrestling program on TV for the past 2 years. I get to keep all of my indie dates, and best of all, they let me be me. That's a great call for Joey Ryan. Looks like Kylie Rae may be about to sign with Impact Wrestling as well. She made her debut at Bound for Glory last night in the Call Your Shot Gauntlet match. She was part of the weekend. She was on a show the night before, but we didn't know she was going to be actually a part of Bound for Glory itself. So when she turned up in the Battle Royal, she got a wonderful reaction, and I'm hoping it leads to other things for her. Chris Jericho has come to the defense of Marco Stunt. Quite a few people on Twitter have kicked off about the believability of a wrestler like Marco Stunt. And I just to say, I find it really funny that in a stable that features a boy born in the jungle and a dinosaur, it's the little guy who's the most unbelievable. That's just a few people's opinions, though. I'm very aware that it's a minority opinion, but it's a loud minority, loud enough for Chris Jericho to hear. So Chris Jericho has come to the defense of Marco Stunt on Twitter, and he said the following: laughing at people complaining that Marco Stunt is too small and a disgrace to pro wrestling. Funny thing is, I thought the same thing about Rey Mysterio the first time I met him in 93. I also saw the Ultimo Dragon get reamed out by his boss when he first brought Rey to Japan in 95. Dean Malenko got laughed out of WCW locker rooms when he stood up for Rey before their first match in August of 96. Both men were congratulated afterwards after people saw Rey work. Times have changed and Marco is small, but most of the workers on that roster are smaller in 2019 than the 90s. Bottom line, over is over, and Marco did a good job of getting over on Wednesday. Whether he ends up a world champion like Rey did remains to be seen, but I'd rather watch him than a 6'8" musclehead who can't move. I was once told I was too small to be a wrestler too, and I did okay. Best wishes to La Parca. According to Lucha Central, he's suffered a potentially serious injury at the AAA show last night. Now, a video's surfaced online, which makes for pretty horrible viewing of part of La Parca diving to the outside of the ring and crashing into the barricade. Now, Lucha Central couldn't confirm the severity of the injury at the time. They were told at first that Parker, who is 53 years old now, by the way, told the doctors he couldn't feel his legs and it was feared to be possibly a neck fracture. However, it has been reported since that he has regained mobility in his limbs and he's being taken care of at a local hospital. He's getting an MRI scan in the next few hours, and we wish nothing but love to Lepaka, who at 53 years old was still doing Tope Suicidas out of the ring. The chairman, we salute you. Get well soon. 205 Live General Manager Drake Maverick made the announcement just before the weekend that we're going to see some moving and shaking regarding NXT and 205 Live. There's a few guys who were on NXT who are going to move over to 205 Live to help bolster the cruiserweight division. Now, a few guys were drafted away from 205 Live over the last week or so as a result of the WWE draft. So Akira Tozawa, Carrillo, Drew Gulak, Kalisto, Lindsay Dorado, Grand Metal Leak have all gone, so they need to bring some new faces in. Angel Garza was revealed over the weekend as the first person to make the move from NXT to 205 Live. So Angel Garza will now be competing for the NXT Cruiserweight Championship. So, I mean, one thing we can glean from this is there is still a 205 Live. That's okay. That's still a thing. That's fine. But this is a great opportunity for Angel Garza, who you may have seen have an absolute standout performance against Tommaso Ciampa. It was a losing effort on last Wednesday's NXT, but Garza did everything with the short time he had and really looked strong. So I'm excited to see Garza get more of a showcase in the cruiserweight division. Look out for Jake Atlas on WWE screens very soon. He has been signed to a developmental deal, according to the Last Word on Pro Wrestling. Now, Jake Atlas had a standout performance as part of Pro Wrestling Guerrilla's Battle of Los Angeles. This is their annual big tournament, and Jake Atlas turned a lot of heads at that show. In particular, heads of WWE talent scouts who were rumored to be at that show, and they invited him in. And it turns out that Jake Atlas had a tryout last year with the WWE, and obviously nothing came of it then, but he's done enough in the time since then to be offered something. He was offered also contracts with Ring of Honor and with AEW, but from what we understand, Jake Atlas, it's been his dream to work for the WWE. So when WWE put a contract down, he was quick to sign it, and he signs up to the Performance Center. I believe he's there today because he was at Friday Night SmackDown on Friday, so he's already in the rigors of the company. So best of luck to Jake Atlas, making a firm impact in WWE. Kenny Omega won the AAA Mega Heavyweight Championship this past weekend at the Heroes Immortales show from Phoenix. Kenny Omega has said that he's planning to bring the AAA Championship to AEW, so we could see it on television very soon. Now, there's no dates for Kenny Omega to return to AAA, according to sources. However, the company's got one more show this year, and it's on the 14th of December. There's a very good chance that Kenny will turn up as part of that to defend his AAA Mega Heavyweight Championship. This July, Dwayne The Rock Johnson begins production in his latest movie. He will be playing DC comic book character Black Adam. Now, this is a role that Dwayne Johnson has dreamed of playing for 10 years. Black Adam is one of the antagonists of Shazam, but he's such a strong character. And DC are going in this weird and wonderful direction where they are sort of picking up sort of off the beaten track, not your main run-of-the-mill Batman, Superman type characters to turn into franchises. And The Rock as Black Adam is a perfect, perfect fit. And Dwayne Johnson couldn't be more excited about it. The Rock joins John Cena in the DC Universe now. John, of course, playing Peacemaker in Suicide Squad 2. And finally, we've got to talk about nice guy Ali. So he tweeted over the weekend that his earnings from Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia will all be donated to Charity Water. They work to bring clean, safe drinking water to people around the world who need it. So big love to nice guy Ali for that. Also, a nice follow-up on a tweet from last month. A mum whose son was a fan of Ali tweeted Ali and said, "Where can we buy your merchandise? Because my son wants to dress as you for Halloween. Can we maybe get the light up vest and mask from WWE Shop anytime soon?" Ali responded with, "WWE Shop hasn't made anything yet, but we can't leave a little man hanging like that. Send me an email to the address in my profile and I'll see what I can do." Fast forward to this weekend just gone, And Noah, massive Ali fan, had a package arrive for him.
Yes! 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 Thank you, Ali!
But what does this do, honey? What is it? Show me.
This lights up.
And do you know what the awesome part is? Look at the remote control. What does it do for you?
It turns it on!
And? There's a bunch of colors on there.
Oh, yes! I'm gonna try this on.
So look out for Ali's light-up mask on the face of the biggest Ali fan on the planet. Oh, Ali, you are a treasure, sir, and you will be protected at all costs. That'll do it for the Cultaholic Daily News podcast. Check out cultaholic.com for more breaking news on New Japan expanding stateside. This is going to be a big story that we'll cover as it develops over the next couple of days and weeks. Until then, I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.